מידס הביטוח. באמס איזה ארגמנט, דבלה המוסר, איזה ביטוחן איזה קולד המידה או נאט. הידיר, בפור ויסטר את המידה. זה מחלקס, איזה ביטוחן איזה קולד המידה, או ביטוחן איזה נאט קולד המידה. זה פשט. ביטוחן איזה חושב איזה. זה לא שאלה about it. The person has to be about ביטוחן. But a person has to be a Baal Bitochen. He has to believe in Hashem. Anders sagen, that they have to believe in Hashem, das ist Emunah. Chosche Vezach. Sure, it's a very Chosche Vezach, they have Emunah by Hashem. Aber wer sagt, that das Scheich ist die Midas? Midas is Emes, Sheker, Kaas, all different bad Midas that we're speaking about and we're going to speak about. Aber we're Nemtzachon, you know, we said we're going to speak about different midas, we're Nemtzachon that Bitochen is a midah. What's the Nefkemina if Bitochen is a midah or not? First, one Nefkemina, if we can speak about it, we're going to speak about midas. Aber the second Nefkemina is that the difference that Bitochen is a midah, the fact that Bitochen is a midah, that one of the reasons that a person doesn't have bitachon is because Hashem made a person the teva ha'odom that I'm the one that could do it. If I don't take care of it, it's not taken care of. And if I will take care of it, it will be taken care of. And every person has it. We'll discuss, we'll see sometimes how different people behave. I could take care of it. I could do it. I could manage it. This is the midah, the me. It's close to God. And this is what stops people to become balei bitochen. Not only because they don't believe, because the zich. Give you a mashal to understand that. Have a person, he has someone sick in the family. First commentary is not about bitachon, you know. Pick up eyes to Hashem, ask Hashem to help you. It's not such about bitachon. He goes to Chveis, he has his Rebbe he goes to. Oh, the Rebbe gave him a bracha, now he should have to be okay. Why? The Rebbe not into Hashem. Yeah, it's about bitachon. This was not about bitachon. The second before he went to his Rebbe, he was sure the world was going to destroy. Not against the Munas Chachomim, don't get me wrong. But the Pshat, he did something. His connections, you know, he gives a lot of money there. So he goes there, he will get a good Aftacha though. So this can be Tacha, that's him. Just instead of going to take medicine, he has his pulls, what he thinks that he has his pulls in, Kibyachal, and he's using his pulls in his connection. It's not Bitacha. Remember my son was very sick once, years ago. It's mamish chayin shor, it's mamish sakana. So you know, I came home, we came back and we got the results, we see, does it look good? So my wife told me, look, so my stomach now, you know, start to go, you know, all the, you know, start to go around, you know. I said, if I don't hold to do it before, I'm not doing it now. I said, I go to two people, to Chaim Kanievsky, a message, I have someone to ask, another person here from Yeshiva. I said this, I did my ishtalash, I said, now I'm going to dive a little bit, I'm going to learn. Hashem doesn't want me to stop to learn, not to say, to go to the Kaisel, to make all the meaning. He wants me to learn. The rest is not bitachon. Forget. I have to do. I don't trust Hashem. I have to do something. I'm not saying a person doesn't have to daven. Hashem gave the klal. You have to daven. You have to mekaber kabbalas to change. The haynu, the chisson in bitachon. Why I'm saying it's a midah is a person could play bitachon, and again, it's not about bitachon. This is the reason the midah roh of the person. I could do. sometimes just when he sees he can do, so he turns it to bitachon, but again it's him. Let me get a little bit of mevayer, the inyan from bitachon. The Chavis HaLevavis is magdim in the Akdome. The Chavis HaLevavis says that bitachon has two pluses. It says, well, first, it's, Hashem says a person has to have bitachon by Hashem. It's a mitzvah. It's a lot of psukim. But like the Chavis HaLevavis, the mile from the Baal bitachon is that he's never sad. Nothing bad could happen to him. He knows that everything is from Hashem. He tries to do what he tries to do. He finishes to try to do what he does. Zok de Baal Chavis HaLevavis, they had in the time of the Chavis HaLevavis a person, they called him Bala Achalimiyo. Chavis HaLevavis calls him as the person that took metal and turned it to gold. I don't know if it was alamo, if it was real gold or it's fake gold. He just colored it, but it was a Bala Achalimiyo. As the Chavis HaLevavis calls him. And he was called the luckiest person in the world, because where he would go, he would take metal, he would close himself in a room, and it would come out gold. So the Chavis HaLevavis says, the Bala Bitochen is more lucky from this person. And he explains, this person, he needs his pot, he needs his dish. The Bala Bitochen, if he doesn't need a pot, if he doesn't need a dish. The Bala Achalimi is almost scared that the king will happen, this one will happen. This is the mile of the Chavis HaLevavis from the Bala Bitochen. The Bala Bitochen, for example, he needs a chavrusa. I'll explain in a second the problems of Bitochen. So the ishtadlis is to go to speak to someone. He goes to speak to that person and he has to speak about the chavrusa. He goes to speak to another person. He spoke to five people. It's more from enough what he did. More from enough. He spoke to five people. Finish. Now he believes that if he has to find a chavrusa, he will find a chavrusa. And if he can't find a chavrusa, he will vital not find a chavrusa. So he's not nervous. He's not nervous like the Chavis HaLevavis. These are the mindless of the Bala Bitoch. But let me again to the Etzem HaBitoch. The Etzem, I think everyone that is sitting in this room believes in a Kodesh Baruch. I don't think there's one person here that doesn't believe. I hope it's not. And all of us believe that if Hashem wants, He does what He wants. Everyone believes that. And if Hashem doesn't want, it doesn't happen. Lo shel Chavis HaLevavis, lo yekadem odom dovar she'omar le'achroi. A person in the world cannot make something to happen quicker if Hashem wants it to happen later. ולא יאחר אדם דבר שאמר להקדימו. And no one could delay something that Hashem wants it to happen now. ולא יאונה רע למי שלא ירצה שיאונה לא רע. ולא יאונה טוב למי שלא ירצה שיאונה לא טוב. Everyone believes it. And בעצם this is bitachon. This is bitachon. So why not about all of us are Bala Bitochen? What stops us to be a Bala Bitochen? What stops us to be the Bala Bitochen is be'etzem the question. And all of us have. But as a Musa give ishtadlis, Chavis HaLevavis says a person will sit, there will be food on the table, and he will have bitochen that he will not be hungry. He will have bitochen that he will not be hungry. Chavis HaLevavis says, I'm promising you he will die. But he has bitochen that someone will come with a spoon and put it into his mouth. So he has to do ishtadlis. Then the guy doesn't have a chavrusa, he knows if he sits in his corner, he will not have a chavrusa to the end of his man. Not so sure, but lamazal. So he feels he has to go to try to organize himself a chavrusa. So now he doesn't know. So how much he has to go? He wants to get into the dorm, yeah? So he wants to know how much times he has to go to Rebbe as ishtadlis, and how is that ishtadlis? You don't stay and have bitochen that you'll get into the door. If you don't go to Rebbe, you'll not get into the door. So this Zokt Chavis HaLevavis is the nisoyon of bitochen. No, the Chavis HaLevavis, no, Chetzadikin, all of them are masbir that Hashem made it like that. Because if not, every person that has a little bit Yiddishkeit would not have known Nisyonis and Zeleb. There's no Nisyonis. It's like a person doesn't start to daven that his color of his hair will change. He doesn't daven. It doesn't happen. This one he has. Hashem gave him it. Finished. He's happy with that, you know. He doesn't start to count, you know, how much hair he has and how much the other person has. This is the Metzius. Yeah? A person doesn't try to help. Why I don't have a third eye in the back. This is what I have. A person will feel that this is what Hashem gave him, and it's good for him, and it's nice for him. So nothing will disturb him that. And when a person gets to that madrege, kimat, nothing in the life disturbs a person. Kimat. And it's the nicest, like the Chavis Alvobis, it's the nicest life. I heard from Adam Godel, going to the Gdela Ador, that a person that doesn't work on Bitochen has to know, when he comes up to the Shemayim, he thinks, you know, I didn't go to a Vad on Bitochen. I skipped the Vadim on Bitochen. Hashem will tell him, every Bocher has like a pile of Yisurim, yeah? But this friend doesn't speak to him, and this roommate, and he's insulted here, you know? Every teenager Bocher, you know, has all this Narishkeit, Gepak Narishkeit. Zok, all of these things, when you're about Bitochen, doesn't disturb you. It's nothing. It's Narishkeit. He says, all of this Narishkeit are not called Yisurim. Because it's your fault that he didn't work on Bitochen. Now, in all of the Yisurim that a person could have prevent himself, sometimes a person thinks, I suffered in my life. You know, in Yeshiva didn't go, the house doesn't go, my friends doesn't go. You hear these boys every day, yeah? All of these Bochum have to know, nothing is Yisurim. Nothing. Because Hashem tells you, if you would be the Baal Bitochen, this would not be Yisurim. If a person doesn't do what Hashem told him to do, and because of that is suffering, for example, a person will take a knife, will cut off his fingers. Yisurim Neiroyim. Then he remembers he has a couple more, he chops off the other hand. Avadinish. It's a Musa, a person comes to a Madrege and is Misagif Atzmo, is an Andazah. A person can't hurt himself to have Yisurim. Most of the Yisurim that we suffer, is what he told me. All of the Yisurim of the Heintike Bochrim, he told me. So listen, I want to speak to him on my Yisurim demos. And this is the Musa he gave me. He told me, the main thing of Yisurim, that's the Averes. This is Averes to Hashem, that this disturbs you. This doesn't go off the Cheshbon. This adds to the Cheshbon of the Averes. That you didn't learn Second Seder because you were thinking on Yerem. And you didn't learn Manayit Seder because you were disturbed from that. You didn't have Yisurim. You have the Nyayit. So Bitochen is not only a plus, and a gishmak is that if you work on Bitochen, we'll be lucky. A person that is not about Bitochen. So how we start to work on Bitochen? Again, it's a very hard thing, and there's a question, and a lot of times people will have these questions in their life, what yes and what not, and not every time you can answer. But we'll start. The first easy thing to work on Bitochen is, it's often the easiest. A person has to get used to, when there's nothing what he could do, to have Bitochen. Biskirov says, what was the Taina on Yosef that he asked the Sarah Mashkin? Rashi says he asked him twice. Kizochos chartani, tell the king I'm in jail. Pashtas, and normally shtadlis. He was sold to Mitzrayim, he's in a jail, he makes a favor to the one of the ministers, tells him, listen, tomorrow you're going out, please tell the king, it was a mistake, I'm out of Ghana, I was here, my father is young, just let me out. Aleph for Nishtadlis. The way it's mashma is, Rashi says that he asked why, Zochot is Kareini, because of that he stayed 2 more years in jail. 2 more years he stayed in jail, Chazal Zog. The Asher P.M. Dibershov. The Mitzrim are Ramoyim, Asher P.M. Dibershov. Zog the Briskerov, Al Atei Raitim, Mr. Briskerov. Zog the Briskerov. Lu Yitzur, the Mitzrim are not Shakronim, it's Mashma from Rashi, was not such a tie on Yosef. Why? Yosef Tzadikayo. Achmona Itgalon Eschus at Yosef Tzadikayo. So why are you asking the mitzvah to take you out? But if the mitzvah is a shakran, it's not a shtadlis. Why? In the Madrege from Yosef, it says, when a person drowns, he holds on to straw. Doesn't help. Say in the gas rooms, you know, they found the people like in a pile. Everyone tried to go up, to chop another shtickle of air before you die. People before they die, they hold on to straw. You're drowning. He knows that it doesn't help. Das ist nicht ein Bitochen. This is Chisau Bitochen. It's not a shtadlis. To hold onto a straw is no shachis to a shtadlis. Straw is not a shtadlis. Yosef, du bist a tzaddik. You asked the mitzri once. You asked the shakran twice. Shtadlis fell to dein bitochen. Das ist nicht ein shtadlis. Das ist nicht ein shtadlis. A person a lot of times in life doesn't have an eitzah what to do. Doesn't have an eitzah what to do. For example, he has to go somewhere for Shabbos, Mamazagan. He misses the last ride. He misses it. There's nothing what to do. He missed his flight. If it's ishtadlis, yeah. There's nothing what he could do. Here the bitachon comes in. It's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What happened to me. It's good that it happened to me. Mistama, something good will happen. Person can have bitachon. Person is allowed to have bitachon. He has to trust bitachon. This is the koyach. Person has to have bitachon. The same famous Meiser, the Altamin of Nevardok, they were very into Bitochen. It's one of the avoiders of Nevardok was Bitochen. Bitochen. It's a game. It's a hobby Bitochen by Hashem. I heard from the daughter of the Altamin of Nevardok, it's a different Meiser I remember now. She told me, my great grandmother, she was a little kid. She was sitting with the Alta and the Valdek together in the house. It was late by night and he was learning, and the candle finished. And he needed a candle to learn. There was no candles. It was snowing outside. But he wanted to learn another couple hours. He had a koyach to learn. He was not tired enough to go to sleep. And he needed to learn. So he told her, we need a candle. He put on his coat and told her, come, we need a candle. She told him to where? He said, we need a candle. They walked out the door. They went three steps and the person came over there. Are you looking to buy candles? They bought a candle. He went back in and he learned. What's the pshat? This was his madrege of ishtavis. The hainu, bitochen, could say, okay, no, so let the candle to fall into the window. No. He believed in Hashem and he believed that he needs to do ishtavis. So he was in a level to go out the door. This is ishtadlis. I need to be ishtadl. Maybe I'll find someone that sells a candle. The easy way to start to work on bitachon is not, I'm saying, I want to get into madrega that will realize every piece. But if you want really to become about bitachon, I'm telling you, it's such a lucky zach to be about bitachon. It's a givaldik, it's a gishmak. Nothing bad, you know, no one could disturb you. No one could do bad to you. You can't get upset. It's an ashiros. You start from the place that you can't. If you bow bitochen, you see it bechush. I'll tell you a little story of bitochen. This Friday. You see the Kolseri. Everyone will see this Mises with himself. This Friday, I had to go to Menachem Ovo. The mishpacha that I have at Pesach Shaychis to. So it was Niftel of Shishi. I had to go to the Shir because of that. They live now in Bet El. no mishpacha, no, I have to go to Menachem Avon. Hard to get to Bethel, you know, I was never there, you know, it's not, you know, people on the way there. The kids said, so I called the taxi company, yeah, how much they charge to Bethel? 220 shekel each way. So it's the right thing to do. I don't have the money, you know. I have to do what is right. I know doing the wicked will disturb my learning to go, and I'm mechuyev to go at the bit in the beginning. Straight after the shul. I went in the morning, the same. I'm going there and I'm thinking, like, in how I'll get a taxi back, you know. I'll call no one to come to pick me up. Mechatesa, you know, you call a taxi, pick me up, and tell the taxi to stay, it costs a fortune, you know. So I'm going, it'll be alright, you know. I go in, taxi comes. In the morning, you know, I'm davening the chilek before davening a little bit, you know. The shiva is starting to daven 7 o'clock. Yeah, the way he tells me, you know, how you get back. I said, yeah, I'll call a taxi. He says, you want me to take you back? I said, you're very happy to take me back, but you know, I can't afford to pay a couple hours of staying. It's not worth it for me. He told me, you know what, if you stay there for 2 hours, so, and then anyway you pay a taxi back 220, so 440. It's worth for me to stay for 2 hours. But if you stay for 3 hours, you'll add for me a 50 shekel. Said, I'm ready. I'm there. Melechesh, you know, I'll try to leave in 2 hours. You know, it's in Chovah Velim. You know, not Kol Mamoinoi. Yeah. The kid said, I want to leave after 2 hours, and one of the people that said shiva just comes then. The kid said, I have to stay for another hour. You know, the Rebbe would be upset. I spent so much money. It's the right thing to do. Three hours, I'm about to leave. There's a problem there with food, for Shabbos, for kids. I'm called up, ask someone to go. The kids, no one stays with them. I have to stay for another hour. Kids are really thinking, you know. I get up, it's already 11:30. I get up to leave. I leave the door and someone is coming over towards me. I'm telling you, I knew why he's coming over. I knew for sure. He's coming to tell me that he'll pay the taxi. And this one happened. He came over and he told me, I saw the big mitzvah, I see the taxi here waiting, I know you don't have money. I'm paying for the taxi. Take the money, go back to Yerushalayim. But I knew when he walked over to me why he will walk over. I'm not sure, I'm not such about bitochen that the whole time I knew that the money will give me back. I want to be there. I want to explain to you. The Baal Bitochen doesn't have to think, because I'm a shvacha person, so Hashem gave me a smile to mechazik me, because I wanted to speak this week on bitochen. A real Baal Bitochen doesn't have to see the money coming in here. The real Baal Bitochen, Hashem will make that the 450 shekel that he had to pay for Echveis, something, one of his kids to be sick, Hashem took away. You don't have to see it. Shvach ba le emune, amol Hashem gives a shtikl chizuk. You know, chaz v'shalom, I'll not be for shvach. Hashem gives me like a push to help me to see. A real person doesn't have to see it. But the Baal Bitochen has to know that there's no tzad that you lose listening to Hashem. Why I'm saying this example? This is again an easy example to think about Bitochen. You're doing something right. But you decided for sure that it's right. Have bitochen, the hainu. So what I'm asking you to have bitochen. I'll explain to you what I'm asking you to have bitochen. If you feel in the middle, oh, I'm upset that I'm losing money, you're not the Baal Bitochen. The Baal Bitochen is sitting there and its mamish doesn't bother him. And I decided it doesn't make a difference. You know, the people told me the taxi is waiting, rush. I said, no, it doesn't cost. I said, this taxi doesn't charge me. I said, these words, you know, it was a shekel, but there was no breyer. Like, you know, the shiva told me, you know, the taxi is waiting outside. Like, you know, who is paying for this taxi? Like, everyone was wondering, you know, like, you're coming here, taxi is waiting outside for 5 hours, you know. What? So I said, Hashem helped them, will not be a shekel in there, yeah. I said, no, he doesn't charge. A friend of mine, he's not charging. There's a little bit, only the beginning of that, but the extra hours is not charging. Where can be talking? I'm doing the right thing, I will not lose. Bitachon doesn't say, oh, I'm waiting to see the money will come. If you have the bitachon, Hashem will make you to feel the bitachon. The famous Maisa in the Altman of Vardak, I wanted to say it. The Altman of Vardak was going in the train station. He was walking back and forth. He didn't have money. He wanted to go to collect money for the yeshiva. He didn't have money. He was walking back and forth. And the person came to the train station and he asked the Alto, what are you doing here? So the Alto said, I have to go to collect money for the yeshiva. So he told, so why are you going on the train? He said, I don't have money for the ticket. So he told the Alto, so why came to the train station? He said, I'm a chuyuv to go to collect money. My status is to go to the train. More from that, I know Hashem, I did what I could. So I came to the train station. So the guy looked at him. No. The kid said, everyone goes in, the train is full, and they, you know, they beep once, two, three, you know, the old days with a big flag dolphin back and forth. The kid said, they're about to close. The guy sees the altar going as a nebach. The kid said, he has rachmonis on the altar. He pulls him in, pays for him. He tells the altar, okay, I want to speak to you now. The man said, you see, you waited. The money never came. The altar says, tough. So the altar told him, I don't know, I'm in the train. I'm in the train. I went to take the train. I'm in the train. Here, Hashem took me to the place. This is bitoch. So, if we want to get everyone, I want to tell you, the Chif Salvobe says it is not a bottle that is sitting here that cannot have bitoch. It's not one. There's not one person in the world that if he doesn't want to see bitachon, he will see it bechush. Just for bitachon, you have to open your eyes. I'll tell you, in the way here, I got stuck. I wanted to start bitachon from something else, and I didn't manage to look it inside. That's the reason I didn't say it. I wanted to look in a safe or something. I was in the way here. I'll tell you, I got from a Choshev Rav yesterday afternoon, Sfarim, that I have to deliver them today to America. I have to deliver it today. It's a hefsid of a lot of money for this firm. This firm don't get it to America today. But it has to be sent by person, not by mail, because it spoils the whole. The mamash hefsid of hundreds of thousands of dollars for this firm. So he left it in my house yesterday, 11 o'clock by night. I took it today to yeshiva. So I'm not planning to go around to ask. I asked Lord Bacher if he could tell me if someone is going to America. He would try it. I looked a little bit, you know. I'm not a mailman, you know. I'm a chesed, I'm asking him, I'll try. I couldn't find no one. I wanted to manage to learn, finish, you know. But I looked a little bit. And when I was walking down from Bismedrash, I wanted to go up 6 o'clock. How could you, everything is mechuvah. I want to leave 6 o'clock this Medrash for half an hour to think about the talking before. I spoke with Rabbi Vakshal for something. I had to speak to him. It took me 15 minutes. You know, I was thinking, talking, I said, I'm rushing now. I spoke until 6:20. I'm going down to 6:20. I bump into a young man. I've known him for 10, 11 years, maybe more, 15 years, 16 years. Yesterday, he told me this in Geman, I didn't forget about it, that, you know, I'm going to America for 3 weeks. I told him yesterday, he said, why are you telling me? He said, I don't know, I'm telling you. I even didn't remember, you know. So you're going, you know, why are you going? I thought, why are you going? I have to go for private reasons. So I said, why you told me? I forgot even that he told me that. I'm walking, I'm bumping in, I walk down the steps, you know, on the side of this Medrash. I'm physically, a mistake, I bump into him. I was like, you going tonight to America? He said, yeah. He said, you can take from me this farm, and please, you know, Chosh al-Zach, you could call up and deliver it to FedEx to the person. I'm so happy to do that. So we went in, I gave him this farm. So Pshat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this person will take it. Yesterday, he told this person a second to tell me this message for no reason. Mamish, no reason like that, I'm saying. I know him, I spoke to him that time before, maybe. You know, nothing, I don't have nothing to do with him. Yeah? And he's not a person that talks. Kadosh Baruch Hu will make me to leave late the Bismedrash. Exactly. You know, a minute before I will not see him. A minute after I will not see him. Kadosh Baruch Hu exactly puts you together. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it happens the whole time. If a person opens his eyes and he feels that, so everything happens like that. Everything happens like that. I sometimes, bad things happen to me, like to all of us. I come home, I tell my Rebbetzin, you know, this very bad thing happened to me today. This very bad thing happened to me. But I want you to remember it, because I'm sure one time in our life we'll see how it's good. So remember this bad thing. It's a half of the story. Sometimes I call my kids in the house and I tell them, listen, I want to tell you a half of a story. And I tell them like a very bad thing that is happening. And they say, what is the other half? I say, maybe in 20 years. Maybe in 20 years. Maybe in 30 years. If I count, I know it's a good. The end is a good story. So nothing bad can happen to me. Everything that happens to me is stories. I'm living in a big story. Nothing bad happens. Nothing bad happens. But I'm saying this is the emuna that we'll have to work on. What I'm saying, the essay of this vitamin is avoid the masses. Not only. We have a Masechta from Chazal. It's not the time to show now that the way to work on bitachon is to take stories that happen and then to work on it. But I'll explain later. It's before Chazal that this is the way to avoid bitachon. But what is the avoid the lemaisa if you want to start to work on bitachon? Again, a person will say, this week I have bitachon, so it's gosh. So it's not lemaisa. But the way to start is, a person will try once a day. I know it's hard. Once a day, when he gets upset about something that happens to him, to believe it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the end, I will find out that it's good. It's the famous Maisa they say over that, you know, when the Yidden were running away from Germany, and they were running to Australia. So they're going on a boat. There was a big storm. And the guys, in charge of the boat there, decided that the boat could drown. He took all the packages from the Yidden, everything, and he threw it to the water. Everything. And the Yidden was so upset. There's nothing left. They ran away from their houses, and they left with nothing. They were so upset. They cried. The war finished. A year later, when they opened, you know, the museums of the Germany army, they found out that the German army was sent planes to bomb the boats that were running away from the war. And they sent planes to bomb this boat. And mamish, before they bombed it, you know, they have these boats that go under the water, they found all these things that are coming from this boat. And they picked it up to see what it is. And they saw a lot of papers are written in Germany. So they said, there's a lot of Germany people inside the boat. It's not worth it to put down this boat. And this boat was safe. So it took these people 60 years, 50 years to know that throwing away the suitcases, this is the way Hashem wanted to save them. Even though he has different ways, we'll explain later. This is the way Hashem chose to save them. So it was bad and happened good. So they could have cried for 50 years, and they could have known, Hashem did good for me. Hashem did good for me. So the Chochmah is the easy bitachon. I want to get a starker bitachon is that a person will manage sometimes to sit and to wait that something will come to him. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said when he was sitting with the Talmidim, that if a person will have a bitachon, that something good will happen to him, it will happen. And the Bacher asked him, Afazei Vait? So he said, if a person, it's put down in Madregis Odom, the Smaise, if a person will believe that he will have a gold watch, so Hashem will send him a gold watch. So the Talmud said, doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Yisrael said, I believe that I will have a gold watch. I believe, he said a couple times, I believe that I will have a gold watch. He finished to say it, and there was a knock on the door. And was in the army they came, they had, you know, they had these soldiers that died, you know, the Russian soldiers that he died in the hospital. So it was not the rabbi, it was the nun. that was in charge there, and he said that the soldier had a gold watch. And you know, before he died, they called me over, you know, for the vidui, and I asked him what is his last wish. And he said, I have a watch, I want it to be given to the Rabbina of the city. So this is his last will. So here's the watch he has to give to the Rabbina. Madreges Ha'odom brings down this ma'ase. I want that all of you in this room have to know it's not hard to get it. I'm telling you, it's not a hard thing. You could see it, it's not mamish, you see it b'chush. You don't have to be a Talmid Chacham, you don't have to be a Tzadik, you have to have bitachon. But if you want to get to that, I want that we'll start this week. And the person has to find when something bad happens to you. Something bad happens to you, to believe it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not to yell back, not to get upset. It's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem means, Hashem loves me. He means my good. Hashem loves me. A kid gets a patch from the father. He means bad, he means good. He loves us, Hashem. Bomim atem la Hashem aleikeichem. Bomim atem la Hashem aleikeichem. He loves me. You feel something bad happen to you? It's from Hashem. And to work on it. It's good. Hashem means my good. Why? I don't know. Hashem means my good. If you can't figure out why Hashem means you good, come over to me. I will help you. I want. At least a couple times during this week. Again, bitachon doesn't come without working. You have to understand. But it's so quick. Koriv eilecho adovo me'oid. Koriv eilecho adovo me'oid. So if a person wants, at the same time, during these weeks, I know everyone's holding in different places, but if, say, the Musa, Talun Cheves Alvoves, Shara Bitochen, they have today with Levon, I don't know how they call it, Lev Toiv, as I'm Hebrew a little bit, it's easier. So if in these weeks they're working on Bitochen, Talun Shara Cheves, it will help you. And I'm saying again, you become so rich, in the Dosh of Cheves Alvoves, if you have Bitochen, Sech Lo Ye'umen Ki Yesuk.